Gerer of Tzadik v'Toivloi. Then there's Rashi's betochen, which is whatever you get is good, even though it's not what you want. And you makabel ba'ava. That was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Tzadik v'Ralo. We said, so what do we need the first level for? It's obvious that the second level is the level we need. That's where our void is. So what do you need the first level for? So he brought from the Chazal dealing with the interaction with Moshe Rabbeinu went and he saw Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah and he never understood the Torah, and then Rabbi Akiva said, we got it all from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's halacha l'Moshe Sinai. And we finished off saying, so that's the vote. You can only be a Rabbi Akiva if before that there was a Moshe Rabbeinu. You only when you see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, how much he does for us, then you can go into the matzav of, well, whatever he does must be good. If you don't have a track record with a person, if you don't know that this is a loving, caring father, when he gives you a patch, you don't realize that that's for your good. If the father just starts patching you and you never got a hug and a kiss, how do you know that the patch is for your good? So that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it because Moshe Rabbeinu tzadik v'toivlo. He doesn't understand ze toiv ze schoro. Ech yichol yot? This giant Rabbi Akiva, and that's how he does. Well, what's going on here? He can't understand that. But he was yeshiv daito because he understood that Rabbi Akiva was able to do what he did because of what Moshe Rabbeinu did. So now we have to relate that back and see how that fits in back to the. Back into the betochen. So how does that answer our question for betochen? So he said, "Amu ma'at shittas betochen yishen shel pia adam abotech yizkei lemilo mshalis liboy." Betochen zeh kli umachshi lechaneches adam liftoch b'Hashem. The first level of betochen is the first derech in betochen is a vessel. It's a vehicle by which a person prepares himself and educates himself to trust in Hashem. After he has this chinuch, you can take him up to a new level. Now he's on a higher level. You give him terrible yusurim and he's makabel them b'simcha. Because he knows that Hashem is kulu ava v'kulu toiv. Kulu ava v'kulu toiv. But without the experience of the tzadik v'toiv law, you won't be able to handle the tzadik v'ra law. What gives us the koyach to handle the tzadik v'ra lo is because we've had an experience of the tzadik v'toiv lo. So that's the development of a child. That's the marshal for this. The way a child grows up, that's the marshal for this. A child has to be able to have complete dependency and complete trust in his mother. Gomulai imoy knows that that's where everything's coming from. He hasn't got a worry in the world, not a daigi in the world. Then he has to go off and build his own independent existence. He can't live in his mother's lap the rest of his life. How's he able to do that? How's he able to go out there and live an independent life and make his own life for himself and use his bechira properly? Because he had the experience of the trust and of the warmth and the caring. So that was Klal Yisrael. That was Klal Yisrael in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. That knowledge now enables us to go forward and deal with the much higher level, which is where we have to build ourselves. Okay, Kufayin Aleph. Chamishim Sharei Bina Nivru Boilam. There are 50 levels of Bina. Everyone has to work out where he's holding. The 50 levels of Bina that were created in the world. Kulam nikla Moshe Rabbeinu chosa echot. Moshe Rabbeinu at 49. Shenemo v'tachasreyu ma'at me'elokim. He was lacking a little bit from Elokim. V'aspekalia me'ira, shidagosel shel Moshe. Moshe had this aspekalia me'ira. He was able to see things clearly, not through all the other Nevi'im saw things through Masholim and allegories. Moshe Rabbeinu saw straight. He couldn't see Chah Chamishi. Shama kol nehir tzahiv v'bahir. In Shara Chamishim, everything is crystal clear. Hasofek shema'ire inyan tzadik v'ra lo rasha v'toiv lo einu shoylet sham. The thing called Sofek, which is Gematria Amalek, which is Mo'ira, which gives birth, which arouses, tzadik v'ralo, rosha v'toyev lo, einu shoylet shav. In that world, in that 50th level of bina, whatever that means, remember the Musa we'll be talking about, there's no sofik there. There's no, by the way, the word sofik doesn't exist in Chumash either. The word sofik is a Torah Shabbat pair concept, it's not a Torah Shabbat Iksav concept. You won't find the word sofik anywhere in Torah Shabbat Iksav. It doesn't exist. It's a Terobonim Dika concept. Therefore, you can't have sofik, which is Tzadik Veralo, in Shara Chamishi. Shara Chamishim hu asha hamizgala dafka derech masach. Dafka mitoy cheshkes hayesurim sho'ivir Rabbi Akiva. Nizgala lo shara nun. Don't know why this should be this way. This doesn't make sense to me. Maybe help me out here. We just said in Shara Chamishim, everything is crystal clear and everything is 100% boru, but clear, and there's no tzadik v'ralo, there's no sofik. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He should be able to be hold by it. Rabbi Kiva shouldn't have access to it, and he's saying, no, Moshe couldn't go there, but dafka Rabbi Kiva is megala there. I don't understand why. Shara Chamishim Musha Hamidgala dafka derech masach. That's dafka revealed via a screen. Dafka mitocheshkes hayesurim she'over Rabbi Kiva. Dafka through the darkness of the yesurim that Rabbi Kiva went through, nizgala lo shar anun. V'zeh shama dvorim she'noliglu l'moishe, niglu Rabbi Kiva v'chaveirov. The Midrash says that what Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't revealed, Rabbi Kiva and his talmidim and his chabura had it revealed to them. But I don't understand why. I don't understand what he means here. You mean Moshe Rabbeinu still has a sophic in what's tzadik v'ralo? He hasn't resolved tzadik v'ralo. So they were able to get into that world where tzadik v'ralo is no more sophic anymore. It's crystal clear for them, that aspect. Maybe that's pshat. Sha'nun is where you have total clarity even in the tzadik v'ralo. That Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking. Okay. Good. Yeah. And that was the clarity he had, which enabled him to have. Michelle Kach, I'm a...
We say Rabbi Akiva, it's Tzadik V'ralo, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's the difference? That means that the end of Rabbi Akiva, that was, yes, very...
It was Tzadik V'ralo.
But also, Moshe Rabbeinu, he cannot enter in Israel. All the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva.
That was Tzadik V'toivlo. He did an Aveira, he got an Oinesh. That's exactly the point. Yeah. Everything you see is exactly Mida Keneged Mida. Moshe Rabbeinu did an Aveira, whatever it was. We don't even want to talk about what he did. Yeah. And the punishment was, you can't get into Eretz Israel. That's crystal.
And Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Kiva, what did he do wrong that he deserved to be punished like this?
He was punished for his students.
Whatever you got punished for, Beseder, but lo magia lo, that's called tzadik v'ralo. Lo magia lo hara hazeh, this is not magia him this ra, but he gets it.
But it's possible.
You see it is.
Yeah.
That was Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha, zeh toiri v'zeh schoroi. I don't understand, why is he getting punished like this? What did he do? She magia lo, the midah keneged midah of that death. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a tine against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why can't I go into Eretz Yisrael? He knew why.
Yeah.
He knew why. Other than the Vayrub, son, get patched. The whole of Torah Shabbik Sav is like that. If you listen to my mitzvahs, then you'll get drained. And if you don't, then you won't. That's the whole musag of Torah Shabbik Sav. Rabbi Kiva is living in a world where, no, you can do my Torah and still get patched. You can break every mitzvah in the Torah and have everything going good for you. That's the world we live in. We understand that world very well. We don't know what a tzaddik v'toivlo looks like. Which tzaddik do you know that's got it all good?
Could it be that he was punished for his tamid?
Abadu could be punished for the whole generation.
Yeah.
Could be punished the whole generation. Avada. But that's tzadik v'ralo. That's not tzadik v'toivlo. He didn't do anything wrong. The generation since he's going to get patched. Why? What did he do? You do far that, yeah, because...
When they came in and there was that one person who kept the... Ochad.
Oh, Ochad. But that's because the whole of Klal Yisrael was guilty. That wasn't because of Tzadik V'ralo. That was gecheshbon very well. That's why it's such a kasha. How does the whole of Klal Yisrael get punished for one Jew's theft? It's because Rav Dessler says it's because the Avira in the camp enabled him to do it. That means everybody had lowered. I mean, if they were doing what they were supposed to do, Achon could never have done that. Moshel in the yeshiva, you have a boch who smokes on Shabbos. Why did he smoke on Shabbos? How could he smoke on Shabbos? There's something wrong with the yeshiva. It should be impossible for a boch to smoke in yeshiva on Shabbos. If he was able to, it means there's the avira isn't what it's supposed to be. It enabled him to do it. So everybody. So that's tzadik v'toyv lo. That's not tzadik v'ra lo. Tzadik v'ra lo is nobody did anything wrong, and they were getting punished because of Achon. So then you have to look in Aravim, you have to look maybe it's because of Avos, etc. If this is Pshat, no, it's not with Sadiq V'toyev law. Everyone was responsible.
Massively, Sadiq V'ralo, like nowadays, it's very hard for us to look at anything that's going on in our Sviva and say, well, that's what's
going on. That's why we don't. That's why we take antibiotics. That's why we don't know Biduk what's going on. We don't. You sometimes have, you sometimes Reb Chaim gets up and says what's going on. But that's Reb Chaim with his Ruach Kodesh or whatever. But Bederech Klal, the approach today, they speak to the Gedolim, they tell you that and let him out. We don't understand what's causing everything. And therefore we take antibiotic type tshuvas. We do tshuva in an antibiotic kind of way. You don't say, oh well, this happened, therefore we're going to do tshuva biduk on the spot. That's that you need a novi for. We don't have that today. So what do? We do, the Pashtus the Meiser, we look in our Bittul Torah, we're Mechazak here, we're Mechazak there, whatever, but Hashem, we don't know exactly who's in the name on there. It's antibiotics, you never know if you're going to, you kill 7,000 bacteria, and hopefully the one you've got a problem with will get caught up in that one as well. So we do tshuva.
I asked my Rav once, Hashem allows his name to be dissolved and makes certain in the interest of Shalom Bayis. We see by Avram Avinu, he went and confronted Avram and said, "It's Hasara B'Kirba, why did she laugh? So why did you go to Avraham to do it? What did it result in? He went and confronted Sarah. She denied it. Yeah, and he says, look, it's a chak. And that's the end of the story. What did it achieve? So Marav said, because there was obviously something in Avraham's subconscious that he was doing wrong that caused a lack of bitochen in her. So he took Avraham to task. It was something he was not doing right. Otherwise, why did he confront Avraham?
Yep. So weiter, that's tzadik v'toiv lo. Even though it looks unfair, why did Avraham get trapped because of Sarah? No, because it was because of Avraham. There's so much to learn from Achon. Unbelievable. can you imagine the Russian army goes into Afghanistan, 500,000 troops. Yeah, and they wipe the place out. And the general of the Russian army gets up and says, no one's allowed to take any spoils. You know? No pillaging, plundering, and whatever else soldiers do when they win a war. That's it, no one's allowed to. One soldier went and whatever, he stole something from someone's house there in Afghanistan. Imagine the headline news the next day. This is the most disciplined, moral, unbelievable army that ever was. 500,000 soldiers, only one of them stole, and the general almost stole. The guy in the history books is the best, most special Hasidic soldier army that ever was. Yeah, what happened? 600,000 didn't go to war. Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and says, no one's allowed to take spoils. One guy often goes in and takes spoils, and what's the news headline the next day? You're all a bunch of thieves and no good, Nick, and you've desecrated my covenant, and you're all a bunch of... Yeah, Mikamcha Yisrael, Hashem means, we're special. It's more than collective responsibility. It's you did the Aveira. It's not just that you didn't stop him or whatever. It's he was only able to do it because you weren't holding where you're supposed to be holding. If there's a guy in Yeshiva that smokes on Shabbos because you're not holding in Shabbos properly, there's something wrong with your Shmir Shabbos.
Why do they throw him out instead of tackling the problem?
Oh, that's another, this is a marshal. We don't ask kashas on Mesholim. But you're right, a very interesting Shaila came to the Satmarov. There was a kid in a class of 25 who was disrupting the class and destroying the class. He was a very bad influence on all the other kids. So they wanted to throw him out. So he came to the Satmarov. The Satmarov says, listen, I've got a better idea. Kick out the other 24 and keep him because he really needs you. The other 24 is still there. And there was a similar Shaila by Rabbi Lashev. Rabbi Lashev had a shala. I'm not telling you to paskin like this. You have to understand all the factors before you paskin like this. Those of you who are paskining. But as a family came to Rav Elashiv, they had 9 children. One kid was, what they say, off the derech, and was a terrible influence on the other children. They didn't know what to do. They wanted to throw him out. They wanted to kick him out the house. That's what Avram Avinu, that's what Hashem told Avram Avinu to do with Yishmael. Rav Elashiv said, the other kids are doing okay. He checked out whatever. He said, put all of the other kids into other homes, foster them out to other people, and keep this kid at home because he needs you. Different, you hear that? Different hisbaklut. Different perspective on reality. I'm not saying do that. You have to be very, you have to know what you're doing. That is the pshat. That's what you ask. The Mashgiach that came to Rav Aaron Leib with a bochi, caught him smoking in the yeshiva in Yeshiva Katana, not in Shabbos. The Ten Commandments in Yeshiva Katana is he's not allowed to smoke. That's like the Yaro Vol Yavo. Bochi in Yeshiva Katana, they're all smoking, but they're not allowed to, right? They get caught, they get kicked out. So they caught this boy smoking in the Yeshiva Katana. They wanted to kick him out. They came to Rav Aaron Leib. He said, why did you catch him? He said, now you've caught him, you have to kick him out. You're going to destroy his life because he was smoking. You're going to kick him out now. You're going to ruin his life. Why did you catch him? You've got to have rules, Beseder, but who says you have to see everything that's on? Why did you see? Now you don't have a choice. If you catch him smoking, you don't kick him out, so then your rules are worthless. Then no one will keep anything anymore in the yeshiva. Why did you see? It's the biggest lesson of them all. But there was a story about a shach with a bochu who smoked on Shabbos. That's what they caught the bochu smoking on Shabbos. And the Mashgiach came to Rav Shai. In those days, they still used to come ask charters before they kicked the bochu out of the yeshiva. Today, they paskin din and nefashos on their own. They don't even ask charters. But they came to Rav Shach, the Mashgiach came to Rav Shach to ask him what he should do. So Rav Shach started questioning the Mashgiach, what's going on in this kid's home, what's his matzav, you know, how's his parents, whatever. And the Mashgiach was going, I don't know. Rav Shach got up and screamed at him. He said, Ata rotzeach. You're going to kick a boch out yeshiva, you know nothing about him? Go look at going on town. If a boch is smoking on Shabbos, there's something going on. Go find out what's going on. Thanks. They found out, whatever. The family was falling apart. The parents were getting divorced. There was a whole matzav going in his house, whatever. And he was, kick him out the yeshiva because he was smoking. Why does a good yeshiva boch smoke on Shabbos? Because he's a rosha, kick him out. Stop and think first. Tzadmach shopt. Yeah. All right. Let's not go down that path. Learn from Yisroel. Yisroel stopped and thought for 2 seconds. Have you heard about Kriyas Yam Suf in Mechamos Amalek? And they trembled and they feared and they pchadded and the whole list of all the things that happened to all the people. And everyone went home after the show. Why did he come? Because he did some thinking. He stopped and asked himself, hey, what's going on here? He didn't just see miracles happening or whatever and say, oh wow, that's fantastic, terrifying, wow, pachad, shake, you know, make it to this hoidah for 30 seconds and go home. He stopped and said, one second, tzat machshava, little bit of thought. Tzat machshava. The Yishma, you start thinking about the matzav, so you lost him a guy. Why are we still here today, Rabbis? Why are the Jews still around? Now, seriously, you ever stop to think about why we're still here? We shouldn't be here. Statistically, impossible. Alright. B'shal kach ama HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Chozor la'acharecha. We haven't finished that part. You remember yesterday we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to understand Rabbi Akiva, he said to him, go backwards. Chozor la'acharecha. So we didn't know what that was about. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go sit in the background? Right? Who cares where he was sitting? He says he had to be in any row. Let him just see what happened. דהיינו שבמדרגה הבהירה שאתה נמצא בו ובכינס אספקליה המהירה והיא בכינס תאירה של מקסב, he told him on the level you're holding on, with that אספקליה המהירה, with that clarity you have of תאירה של מקסב, שדבר השם הגולו לעין כל, אין מושג של צדיק ורע לו. There's no מושג of צדיק ורע לו. צדיק ורע לו הוא בכינס תאירה של בפה, בכינה הבו מצד מקבלי התאירה. Tzadik v'ralo is something that comes from us. It's a bechina that comes via those that makabel Torah, the ones that are creating Torah. That's Torah Shabbat Palpe. Eloi Mosofes Vayiturim Sheitru Bnei Chavivi Es Torosi. Those are all the decorations, the kishutim, the iturim, the crowns that my beloved children add to the Torah. Mosofes She'eni Megufa Ois. They don't come from the ois itself. The kishutim on the ois. Eloim oisam tagin katorim shaya kodesh baruch hu yeshiva koshel oisaseil shel Torah. Those are the crowns, the tagim, the crowns of God. They're not part of the letter itself. They're the hosophos, the beautification of the oisos. Aleim kodesh baruch hu adam echad yeshiva kiva ben yosef shmo. Shosid lidroi shal kol koitz v'koit tili tilim shal alochot. Rebbe Kiva hu harav shel Torah golus. He's the rav, the godel ador, the manik of going to golus, of teres hagolus. Shel teres hayisurim v'kiblosam ba'ava eloim hakishutim shel Torah. What is the kishutim of Torah? That's the yisurim and the makabel ba'ava. Chofetz Chaim said that if you go to chasana and the band doesn't arrive, there's no tismoret. It's very nice chasana, but you understand chasei abe. But that music in a chasana, you know, the chasana is not exactly finished. He said, the suffering we have in this world is the music that you'll listen to in Olam Haba. It's the music, it's the kishutim, it's the ketorim. It's not the etzem, but it's what adds meaning to the whole event. In the 2,000 years of Torah, we had revealed to us, revealed Nisim with love, open love. Al yaday kach tizgadol v'tizkadosh shmi b'kirbo. Noitz a kiddush shem shemayim b'goloi. There's a big kiddush shem shemayim b'goloi. The world saw what was happening to Klal Yisrael and when we came to Eretz Yisrael and the Bina Beis Hamikdash and Shlomo HaMelech, and the whole world came to pay obedience to Klal Yisrael. Mikan v'elech v'apayim shnois Mashiach hem megalim esa'av v'salai al yaday kach shekol ma she'ni mei v'aleim hem mekabim b'simcha. In the 2,000 years of Mashiach, the tukufa we're in, it's a different avoider completely. How does Klal Yisrael show me how much they love me? Is because they makabel all that I bring upon them b'simcha na'ava. Hem megalin es oisa ava nisteres hanimtzes b'seichuchas magula. B'teichuchas magula. Hem mekadshim eshmi b'seisa. We now start dealing with what's called mekadish hem shemayim b'seisa. They makabel what I throw at them b'ava b'simcha. And that's a Mekadosh Shmi, the Mekadosh Manayim Hashem says, B'seisa. Ad tekufa zachuban v'arigas asar aruga malchus, lo ira metzias she tzadikim bedagosom shel asar aruga malchus, lo yitzola b'nais. Until that churban by Sheini, and until the matzah, the tekufa, whatever that was called, of the aruga malchus, there was never such a thing that tzadikim like that wouldn't have been saved by Nes. Kol ha-tzadikim zochul ha-nisim gloim. Avraham Avinu nitzel mekiv shanayish. Moshe Rabbeinu nitzel mecherev parot. Daniel nitzel megoyv ha-arev. Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah nitzel mekiv shanayish. Go through the whole of Tanakh. Every time someone tries to kill the tzadikim, what happens? They can't. Nisim. Yeah, you take a sword and you swap it at Moshe Rabbeinu's neck and it bounces off. L'kol tzadik ha-voruch baruch baruch goyim meshadet es ma'arachos ha-teva metzilos. Suddenly things change. Suddenly the Sarah Malchus, they start getting killed and whatever, and terrible tortures and suffering or whatever, and no miracles. What happened to the miracles? Why, how did this happen? The miracles, you ain't never lying. Shimshina Gibova. Even the whole of Tanakh is one miracle after the other. Elisha, surrounded by thousands of troops and whatever, and he sits back and the Malachim take care of everything. Nisim, Yeshua, all the time Nisim happening to save tzaddikim. And suddenly, yeah, what happened? Mikan ve'elech kayemes aliyah bedarga. So it looks like a yerida, right? They all had it good. Whatever they wanted, they got. Everything was fine. No. Yeah, goes an aliyah. Kasher nichnosim lemakom seisa, lebechinas cheide yichud im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're going to the cheide yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, מגלים כי אויסוי הנויכי של הנויכי השם אלוקיך אשר יצא אתכם מארץ מצרים הוא גם הנויכי של הנויכי אסת אסת פונו עליי מהם סורי שאסת פונו מהם זה הנויכי which is הנויכי of גילו שמיים הנויכי השם אלוק אשר יצא אתכם מארץ מצרים זה הנויכי yeah the נויכי is השם who did all this צדיק וטוב לא דאגו רוויית and it's the same הנויכי that says הנויכי אסת אסת פונו I'm going to hide myself from them and they're not going to have all the open miracles and all the giluim that they had in the Tzias Mitzvah. Okay, maybe we'll leave this till we meet again, because we'll pick this up again. To understand this yesod, a very important yesodus and principles. If you don't know this, you can lose. If you don't know this, you can lose sight of what's going on.
We're meeting again Sunday.
Simchus by you.
Amen. Much nachas.